In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, do you remember what the unjust steward asks himself in the parable of our Lord today? About to be relieved of his post by his master, who has discovered his mismanagement, he's afflicted with this thought: what will I do? Where is my life headed? It's a question that many of us struggle with. When we don't know the answer, it's disconcerting, because we're reminded of our total powerlessness apart from God, and that something or some event or some person we might not want may come into our lives. Perhaps even worse, maybe nothing will happen in our lives. To many, it seems that they are on the path that does not lead forward. They feel aimless, as if God had forgotten about them or couldn't find an appropriate state in life for them. And so he decided to leave them, to fill their time with rather harmless but ultimately insignificant occupations. Why is this such a dangerous way of thinking? Because it does not reflect the truth and can cause us to lose a great deal of precious time. God is always leading the man who trusts in him and relies on him. When we are put on this earth, it is not in the first place to marry and have children. It is not to become doctors or lawyers or soldiers or engineers or even priests. We're put on this earth to save our souls. We're called to come to know the mysteries of God and to believe in his only begotten Son. We are called to learn the mysteries of God and to learn of the lives of the saints through spiritual reading and prayer before the Blessed Sacrament. We're called to visit the sick and spend time with our elderly parents who may not be around for much longer, the ones who sacrificed so much for us, particularly during our tenderest years. We are called to practice patience and mercy toward our errant neighbors and the ones who, for whatever reason, seem to irritate us the most, even if it's because they seem more virtuous than us. We are called to these and to so many more good works. Many a Catholic will say at one point or another during life, "I don't feel like my life is going anywhere. I can't find someone who seems like they would be a suitable spouse in marriage." For others, perhaps it is that the hoped-for vocation to the priesthood or religious life did not work out as hoped for this or that reason. And yet, all of these, actually and at this very moment, are in the walk of life to which God has called them. You cannot see what lies ahead. Neither did a great number of the saints. Has it ever occurred to you how aimless, at least at first, it must have felt to Abraham to set out onto a road not knowing where he was going, out of the land of his kin, and this by the command of God? I know that for myself and a great many others who tend to worry about non-essential details, it probably would have been a very great temptation to doubt God's providence in such a situation, to waste time worrying lest I miss the right exit from the highway or accidentally take a more roundabout way when a more direct route is available. As if God himself is not in charge at all times and infinitely powerful to move us to where he wants us, and that immediately. Sometimes God's will for our lives includes making use of the seemingly most incongruous, unnecessarily troublesome, and humiliating situations for our sanctification. Again, look to the example of our patriarch, Abraham. Not only was he called to set out upon this arduous journey, not only did he almost have to immolate his beloved son in sacrifice, he had to endure another man, Pharaoh, taking his wife as his own and then relinquishing her only upon learning her true identity. And what is Abraham's response to the Pharaoh when interrogated on why he had passed her off as his sister? The answer is contained, a hint of it anyway, in his instruction to his very beautiful wife upon entering Egypt. When the Egyptians shall see thee, they will say, she is his wife, and they will kill me and keep thee. Say therefore, I pray thee, that thou art my sister, that I may be well used for thee, and that my soul may live for thy sake. Take another example from the Old Testament, that of the just Abel, murdered by his own brother. What must have been going through his mind as he went out into the fields with Cain, whom he knew led a dissolute life? When Cain told Abel to come with him, come, let's go out. What was Cain's countenance, do we think? Was it that of a loving brother, or more probably, that of a man with sinister intentions? And yet Abel still went, and he lost his life. Both of these saints, whose lives probably had their fair share of not knowing where things were going, won by their trust in God, not only their salvation, but even the honor of mention in the canon of the Mass, the prayer of the Supraque, the second prayer after the consecration of the chalice, commemorates these two as shining examples of what it means to put one's trust in God and to be willing to sacrifice everything for him. These two, who were not priests, are now associated forever with the long line of sacrifices which prefigured the one perfect sacrifice of Christ by which the entire human race is redeemed. Remember, our steps in life, though they may not seem to be leading in a definite direction, are nevertheless planned by the God who has already designed the end of this universe. It is not seeing the next step in God's plan that is essential for us. It is trusting in the one who has told us in the book of Proverbs, in all thy ways, think on him, and he will direct thy steps. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.